Blog Talk Radio.
You can tell me that stars won't come out at night. No, you can tell me that the sun will refuse to shine. There's nothing you can say or do that will destroy my peace of mind. Try God for myself, and He's with me every time. You can tell me that the doctors have the final say. No, you can't tell me that the Lord won't make a way. There's nothing you can say or do that will I know too much about him, and there's nothing to make me doubt him. Just as sure as I have life, oh, you can't change my mind. Oh, you can't tell me nothing. Doesn't cry. You can tell me that June isn't before July. There's nothing you can say or do that will change my reality. You see, ever since I tried the Lord, I know He's all. I need.
Most wise God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you and come before your people. God, we thank you for the ability to share our thoughts and our minds. We appreciate you, God, and we hold you up in high esteem. God, just touch our minds and our heart and our soul and our mouth. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you in thy sight. God, we just pray that we will say the right words tonight on this radio call. Thank for our guest tonight, Pastor Hill, and our other guest, and he's going to introduce himself in a moment. This is Reverend James Bone Crusher Smith, former heavyweight champion of the world, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor John Lee Shuler joining you tonight, and thank God for an opportunity to talk to the former heavyweight champion of the world. Amen. And so, this is our first time tonight doing this, and I guess I want to start off asking you some questions. You know, like I said, Minister Hill told me a lot about you, and he was telling me about what you're trying to do as far as the youth. Would you explain to us, you know, more of what you're trying to do?
Absolutely. You know, first of all, I have a 501c3 nonprofit organization, Champion for Kids. I started it in 2004 in North Carolina. I am from North Carolina, and for the past 4 years, almost 5 years now, I've lived in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And on June the 14th, we will have North Carolina amateur boxers competing against South Carolina amateur boxers, and this will be a fundraiser for a new boxing program in Myrtle Beach. I will be at the age of 60. I am 60 years old, and I will be doing a exhibition with a young man by the name of Todd the Punisher Poulton. He's 50, and the moral of that story is, and to kids and to parents, that if you take care of your body when you're young, and 6 years old, I have a book called Mad, Make a Decision. And the decision we should make is take care of our bodies and our mind and our soul when we're young, and when we become 60. And we do it all the way through, take care of ourselves all the way through. Don't abuse them with drugs and alcohol. And then when we become 60 and we want to get back in shape, we want to lose 20 pounds and feel good again and get out of the rocking chair and get off the lazy boy chair. And we call on our body to do things, and our body will respond in a positive way. And I just want to show the world that I can do it, I've taken care of my body as from a young man, young guy, a child, all the way up to an older senior citizen. And this fight, a fantasy fight, a do-right challenge fight, will be June 14, 2014 in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I want to reach out to the kids and let kids do what they do, and that's the Internet. They're very good on the Internet. And this fight and all the fights will be, the theme of the fight is fights for families. And I want the kids to join us and help promote this fight, help promote their city all over the world.
Okay, all right. That sounds good because, man, I think you're right, and that's a good target. To target the kids to do that because I know me myself, I'm not that good with, you know, computers and all that stuff. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to learn a little better myself. But, you know, they take this kind of stuff in school, so, you know, that's definitely a good thing. Amen. Amen. So I guess we'll do our end on whatever we can do to help support you in doing that. Amen. And I don't know if you know the number tonight, but if we have any listeners out there, you can dial, you can call 347-945-5416. And if you have any comments, you just press 1. Amen. So tonight, again, we're with Reverend James Bonecrusher Smith. Amen. And I thank God again for just an opportunity to talk along with you and to see the wonderful works that God is doing in your life and the positive things that you're trying to do with the kids, you know. Amen. But like I said, tonight, I don't know exactly how we're going to go. Brother, I'm supposed to ask you all the questions, or are you supposed to ask us questions, or are you supposed to tell us, you know, what you're trying to do? Amen. Minister Hill, he called me and asked me to come online tonight, and, you know, so this is an opportunity, you know, to just express what you're trying to do.
Yeah, amen. Where do you live, Pastor Shula?
Well, I'm in Orangeburg, South Carolina, on 4394 Columbia Road is where our church is located, and I work at a place called Orangeburg Cash and Carry. And so, you know, I'm right here in Orangeburg, man, and trying to do what we can do for God here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Has anybody told you about Zuma?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, John was telling me about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been charging my body up for 12 months. And I'm 60 years old, but I feel like I'm 40. Because of Zuma products, I feel like I'm 40 years old. And then one thing led to another. And August the 4th, my mama had a massive heart attack and died. But before she died, I spent the night with her on August the 1st. And she said, now, Odell, that's my real middle name. She said, Odell, now you take care of yourself. And said, I'm going home tomorrow. And I think mama knew that she was dying, and I knew, because I watched the nurses check her vital signs. And all throughout the night, I spent the night with her on August the 1st. And I made a decision, which is the name of my book, Mad, Make a Decision. And she said, take care of yourself. And I took it personally. I made a decision that I was going to take better care of myself. I was going to lose 20 pounds, and I was going to encourage my neighbors and my family, my friends, to lose 20 pounds and get in shape and start feeling better. I believe that anybody, no matter where a person is, most people can stand to lose 20 pounds. And they might not get back in the ring and do the things that I'm doing, want to do, but I just feel good. And but I think they will they get on these products, they'll get their body back in line, on balance. The pH will be balanced. And they can do some things. And God, we have to be in shape to do God's work. And I want to be in shape. I want to be in shape. I am going to be in shape. And I'm encouraging my family, my friends, and my fans all around the world to do the same.
Amen. Amen. Well, being a pastor, I know that you know what the Word of God says about that, you know, about us taking care of ourselves, you know. You know, God says above all, he wished that we would prosper and be in good health and, you know, prosper even as our soul prospers, you know. So, you know, God does want us to be in good health, you know, and you know, to take care of our bodies as a temple of him. You know, if any man destroy, you know, the temple, God would destroy him, you know. And so, you know, God does want us to take care of ourselves, you know, and try our best to, you know, like I said, be in shape, you know, to do his work. Amen. Amen. So I definitely agree with that. You know, and that's the will of God. Amen. Amen.
Champ, you didn't tell about the children, how good our products work for the children, how it's going to help them get off with all this grease out the system from McDonald's hamburgers and french fries, and how it's going to clean up their arteries and keep them healthy, and how they're going to lose that weight. And we don't want our children to be a diabetic before they're 10 years old.
Absolutely. You know, I'm in Greenville, South Carolina right now. I did a book signing in Anderson, South Carolina this afternoon. But yesterday, I was at Pauley's Island at a high school, and I hadn't been in a high school in a while, but what I noticed yesterday, there were soda machines lined up. Soda machines, and there's so much sugar and acid and things in those sodas. I tell you, That's got our kids' health jacked up, man, and their diets. I spoke to the football team, and they were going off tonight and play in a playoff game and for the championship. And they brought me in to motivate them and encourage them. And some of those kids was in bad shape. I know they're suffering from disease and different things because they were fat, and they were out of shape, and they're just kids, man. I just want to encourage parents to get your kids on a workout program. I'm working out. I'm 60 years old, and I'm working out 5 days a week, at least 30 minutes a day. And come January, I'm going to kick it all. I'm going to intensify my workout. And I would say if you haven't been working out, just start walking around the yard, walk around your house, ride your bicycle. I mean, do something for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and you get started feeling good.
But, Jeff, you still ain't telling me about the Do Right program, the Do Right Challenge. Now, what is the Do Right Challenge program? Are we focused on the adults? Because you know some of us adults still are children now.
The Do Right Challenge, it really started a couple years ago. And the way it started was I was at a hotel in Myrtle Beach, and I go at this particular hotel and usually have my coffee, which coffee is pretty bad for you, too. It's acidic, but I love to drink coffee early in the morning. So 2 years ago, I went into this hotel, and there was police cars everywhere. And I walk up in there, and I say, hey, guys, do y'all have a convention? They said, yeah. I said, who's in charge? And they pointed to the chief that was in charge. It was all police chiefs. And I asked the chief, could I address the conference? And he said, he finally said yes. He found out who I was because I told him. So he said, I'll give you 5 minutes. I said, well, chief, I'm a Baptist preacher. It takes me 5 minutes to say good morning. I said, good morning, chief. And I told him, I said, when I look around, I see kids and police are shooting each other, shooting kids, and I have a little issue with that. And I told them about the Do Right Challenge, but I had to back off the Do Right Challenge at that point because I saw it was upsetting them the way I was trying to explain it. And then it came about when I saw my mom in the hospital, the nurse was checking her vital signs, and I said, that's it. This is what I'm going to make the Do Right Challenge about. I was going to get in better shape. I was going to check my vital signs on a regular basis, which is blood pressure, blood sugar, your weight, and things like that. And I was going to encourage my neighbors and my fans and my friends and my family, like the ones people I care about. I was going to encourage them to get on a workout program at least 5 days a week, at least 30 minutes a day, and lose that 20 pounds and cut out those sugary drinks and drink some alkaline water with sugar. That's the Do Right Challenge.
That's the Do Right Challenge.
That's the Do Right Challenge. Get in shape and feel better about yourself.
Do we have any? I call up some youth. I want to know. Do we have any youth on the phone tonight? Because I know they have some questions, and we want them to put some input on about do they think they want to be a part of the Do Right Challenge or. Where they stand out on this issue at this particular time. I know we got some youth. Our first youth is going to be, can go ahead and speak at this time. Rob? Our first youth? Hello,
Rob?
Rob? RJ?
Oh, okay, Rob. Hold on, they was doing something else. Hold on for a minute. Hold on, right? Hold on, she didn't even hear your challenge. Well, you can make it brief so she can hear what you're saying. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
What's your name?
My name is Raquel Murray.
Pleased to meet you. They call me Bone Crusher, Reverend James Bone Crusher Smith. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Good. The Do Right Challenge, briefly, the Do Right Challenge is make a commitment that you will exercise at least 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. You will cut back on the sugary drinks, and you start drinking alkaline water and lose 20 pounds. You may not need to lose 20 pounds, but I guarantee you, you know someone, and you see people all the time. Just be an encouragement to other people to be part of the Do Right Challenge and to start drinking that alkaline water, exercise 5 days a week, and at least 30 minutes a day. And then if you want to order some product from me, you can. But Minister Hill, he's already a part of Zuma. We both are part of Zuma Worldwide, and I can give you my website, www.zuma.com/champ. That's my personal website, and you can get involved.
All right. I'm
going to
do that. I'm going to do that.
Okay, fantastic. How old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
14 years old. What do you want to be and do when you become an adult?
What I want to be when I become an adult?
Yeah.
I want to be a forensic scientist.
Fantastic. Are you doing anything special to help you prepare for that?
Oh, yes. I just did my IGP at my school. And we're working on my career, and I plan on going to college for human health science.
What do you think about getting with your school teacher, getting with your peers, your classmates, and adopt the Do Right Challenge? And part of the Do Right Challenge is help promote your city, and at the same time help promote the, the Bone Crusher is going to be fighting for the Do Right Challenge Championship June the 14th. 2014 in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and the fight is going to be available on the internet. And we need some help. We need students around the country to help us promote it and promote their city. And that's part of the Do Right Challenge, also. What do you think about that?
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, we'll get you some information on how you can get involved and be part of that as well.
All right.
All right, Mr. Hill. Our guest, Pastor Shula, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay,
yeah,
do you have any comments about that?
Well, yeah, she said that she was going to accept your challenge and go online and check out your website. So, me, myself, I'll admit, I used to exercise pretty good and all that. Like I said, John, he has told me about the health products that he have. And as a matter of fact, he brought a couple here to the ministry, and we have, tasted some. And I'll admit, I remember, I'm not sure if everything that he has is the exact same product, but I remember when I had a headache and John had this tangy mixed drink, and I say when I took it, headache I had, it went away. I don't know if it's the same product that you're talking about, but I mean, for me myself, I used to exercise. Even all the way up until probably last summer, but now it's been a little while since I exercised.
Yes.
I didn't mind getting back in shape myself, but I've been a little slack on it.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty easy to do that 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day, and we can. And like I said, it could be riding your bike, or it could be walking around your home or where you live in your community. It could be going to a gym. 30 minutes a day. I mean, I think we can give it 30 minutes a day and be part of the Do Right Challenge. Be a part of something that's very positive, and train and lose that 20 pounds Maybe you don't need to lose it, but I guarantee you know someone that needs to lose it. And then we all be in shape. Come June 14th, we come celebrate. We put our swimmer suit on. The weather's going to be hot and nice. Plenty of people in Myrtle Beach. Hey, come to the fight. Watch the bone crush because it's going to be a knockout.
All right. Amen. Oh, praise God.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah. Can we go ahead and set up a site where we can go on that and tell that we did a 30-minute workout today in our progress? Can we set up a site that we can do that?
Yeah, I think we need to do that, don't you, Brother Hill?
Yeah, I think we need to do that. We'll set up a site where at the end of the day, before 12 o'clock that night, you go on and log in and put on that. I took the challenge today. I put in 30 minutes, an hour, and we do keep encouraging each other.
Hold each other accountable. We have to hold each other accountable, don't we?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
We have to be our brother's keeper. You know, the words say we should be our brother's keeper.
Yeah. It's nothing new to me. I'll admit, I just hadn't done it lately, I'll admit. I mean, I went to play some basketball with some college guys. I'm 45 years old myself and about to be 46 in December. But I still play a little ball and all that here and there. But I'll admit I know that I'm out of shape because when I went and played with them, you know, I know that, you know, I ran out of breath much quicker than last year, you know. And I was like, man, I got to get back in shape, you know. Yeah, so... I'll accept the challenge.
It's going to take all this for us to deliver this word in these last days. It's going to take every muscle being. Our spirit got to be strong. Our body and fleshly got to be strong. We got to be, to knock the Satan out of his shoes. We got to stomp it on his head. We got to be in shape.
Yeah, because the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he ain't playing.
He ain't playing at all.
So we got to be ready. It's no joke. We got to be serious about it. Because the thing about it is our time is our most precious asset. Because we don't know when the last time we're going to breathe a breath or say a word. We don't know when it's going to be our last.
Amen. That's right. You're right.
We need to focus more on the children. We had an incident here in Orangeburg just the other week. A young man in high school, got a job, willing to be the student of the year. And he committed suicide. So we got to do something to get our young youth back motivated, to get them involved in something that's not going to let the enemy come to their head and planting that kind of thought in the head. Now, we have another youth on the line that want to come forth and say something or give your input. We ask them right now to let it be known so you can come through. The number is 347-945-5416. You press 1, and we'll let you chat. I call him the chat because he's my chat because he's talking with us. He's our chat right now. Former bar heavyweight champion of the world. And we'll let you come through, ask the champ a question. You can ask Pastor Shula a question. You definitely can ask Miss on the spot a question. If I don't have the answer, I'll find somebody to get the answer. So do we have another youth out there on the line? Now, some of y'all are jumping. Y'all need to ask a question, too, because I see you. I can see you. You ain't saying that, but I see you. I'm looking right at your phone number. I know you're on the line. Y'all might just think I see you, but I know you're on the line. I know one on that line needs to ask a question, and I know she ain't going to do it, but I see her. This will help you on the spot. I see the Venice out there, too. He ain't saying nothing yet, but I'm holding him accountable to speak up.
Amen.
Amen. Do we have another youth? Do we have another youth on the line?
You know, while we're waiting for that young person to come online, I'm watching CNN as we do this call here tonight, and just want to remind everybody that we are planning to do this call every Friday night at 9 o'clock, and then between now and next Friday, go ahead and reach out to your classmates or your family and friends, and let them know that this is a great opportunity we can do it with networking. But I'm watching CNN, so Flash come across. And the quarterback of a football team at Winston-Salem State University in North Carolina was beaten up today. And this is a young man on the football team and is coming across CNN. I guess he was beaten up pretty bad, and they arrested the guy that was doing it. I mean, that's crazy, man. You know, you go on to play a football game and you get beat up near death. And the person that beat you up is arrested. I mean, that is wild. We are living in some terrible times right now.
Amen.
Yeah. And he ain't shit. Well, them demons don't play. It's hard. You better get in shit. Them demons don't play. When they come at you, they coming at you to kill you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Man. Well, you know, man. Well, you know, I just want to say that, you know, like you're saying, you know, we got to do something as far as the youth goes. I mean, we know the youth is our future, and you know, like you're saying, like talking about exercising and all like that. Today, youth is a lot different from our youth in the past because you know, the youth today, they have a lot of video games and all that kind of stuff, you know, that keeps them occupied. But, you know, back in the days, you had a lot of games where people would play, for like the younger ladies and stuff, they would play hopscotch and jump rope and, we played hide and go seek, we played different games back then. But now, you know, all they would do is just sit down and, you know, continue to play a game. And so that way it avoids them, too, from being in shape like, you know, they could be as young women and young men. You know, and so today's time is a whole lot different, and even through the video games, whether we be aware of it or not, but actually it's playing a lot of seed into the young children's mind also, because I mean, you know, Satan has a lot of different ways that he can sneak in other than, you know, rap that, you know, real bad, you know, that degrades young women, and you know, and it teaches the young men, you know, to be thugs and what they think is cool, you know. I mean, I know that I used to be into the rap thing myself, you know, and the thing about it is, I don't believe that all rap is good. Rap can be used as any tool to educate too, but it just depends on how the person decides to use the gift or the tool. But the majority of it is negative rap. And even in the video games, there's a lot of different ways that the devil is working on the young people's mind as well as some of the old people, you know, because we are so easily to be influenced by a lot of different things, you know. And so when those things get in our spirit, a lot of times we act on those things that have been planted in our spirit. So I think it's very important that, you know, we deal with our youth and try to plant the truth in there to, you know, like Jesus said, to gather the wheat from the chaff, you know. So that's just my view on why I believe that a lot of people are not as healthy, especially the younger people today, as they were back in the past.
You know, because they're not active. I mean, when they're engaged, when they're watching video games, they're just sitting there watching. They're not active. You know, we used to be, like you said, we used to play dodgeball and hide-and-go-seek and all kinds of things. But in playing those games, you had to move and you were active and doing things. You had to think and you were creative. And I think a lot of kids, you know, especially even on the internet, they're not really active in doing. They're not moving. And I think we have to encourage them to get it moving. You know what I'm saying? And do some things like that.
Amen. 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 There's only one video game that I've seen that was kind of healthy for people, and that is like the Wii game. Now, on the Wii game, of course, you know, they have it where, you know, where you play the bowling, you know, you have to actually get up and you have to, you know, and the tennis or of the Wii and the boxing, yeah, you know, you got to actually move your arms and, you know, and move your body. So that, now that one is the only one I've seen that, you know, they have to actually get up. But the majority of the rest of them, you know, you just sit still. Like you say, you're sitting down and, you know, and so it's a big difference, you know. So, but like you said, Champ, you know, we have to find a way to get the youth motivated, you know, to want to, you know, be more healthier and to know the truth. And to understand their purpose in this life, you know, and God definitely wants us to understand our purpose and His will and His plan for our lives, you know. And so as ministers of the gospel, you know, it is up to us, and whatever God has inspired, He inspires us differently. We know that He has a certain work for each one of us, but, you know, we just have to go to Him and ask Him, well, God, you know, what do you want me to do? And as we know tonight, that God is inspiring you to deal with the youth and, you know, to tell us all that we need to live a more healthier life. And, I'm definitely in agreement with that. And so God wants to bless us spiritually as well as physically. Amen.
Amen.
Champ, you didn't tell us about the mail program. Now, how the mail program going on? We going to contact every mayor in the state of South Carolina and get them involved in the Do Right Challenge?
You know, I put a call into the mayor there in your area last week, and he was supposed to be inviting me to the mayor's Black Mayor's Association, and I hadn't heard back anything from him. But he told me that it was going to be this weekend. So I don't know what the problem is on that.
Okay.
So you might want to follow up with him, and I would love to go talk to them and get a citywide project with the kids. I think the mayor would be a good person to be the leader of his city and have a citywide program and project to promote the city. And at the same time, get the kids engaged in that as well as the Do Right Challenge. I think that as the leader of the city, I think that should come from him, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. It would be great.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that would be a great thing, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
so,
Champ,
so where are you right now? You're in North Carolina? Yep.
I'm in Greenville, South Carolina right now. I had a book signing in Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm spending the night here. And then tomorrow I'm headed to Wilson, North Carolina. They got a boxing program, amateur boxing program, in Wilson tomorrow. And then I'm going to attend that and invite some of those kids to participate in our amateur boxing show. Next June in Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
So how many boxing, amateur boxing arena do we have in South Carolina? I know it's one in Columbia, one in Myrtle Beach. Do Anderson have one?
Yeah, they got it in Anderson and they got it in Greenville. I ran into some kids here in Greenville when I was checking the hotel a while ago. They got a boxing show tomorrow night in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, you know, we can get a boxing program in your town. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot to get that going on. And I think boxing, mentoring through boxing is a good program. You know, it's just a matter of getting the coach together and getting some people interested in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I do know that it was a guy named Ramon around here. He has a gym where people go and work out. But when I was working at, I'm still working at Cash and Carry, but during the time when I was, you know, being in shape, I had one of the guys who was into the mixed martial arts thing. He was telling me that they was doing a little boxing program over there one time, and they was also doing the mixed martial arts thing. And he was trying to get me to get involved with it. I mean, I thought about it, but then I thought about my age, too. I said, man, I don't know. I might be got too old, you know, to want to, you know, get involved with that. But I'm not sure if they have if they still have it going on, but I can try to find out. Because Ramon, he also comes to the place where I work at, you know, to get some supplies. So I can try to find out about that. And I don't know. It might make a big impact if we can get the champ to come down and you know, I have a nephew who's interested in boxing also. So, I'm just going to tell him.
I was there about a month ago, and I don't mind putting it on my calendar to come back.
Okay. Well, you know, I wouldn't mind talking to Ramon about it and trying to set it up. I can do that. We're not real close friends, but, you know, we can be pretty good with each other. I know I'm pretty personal. Yeah, so I'll see what I can do on my end to try to set that up.
Okay. That's good.
And what I'll also do is, what we can also do is when we make the agreement of when you may come back down, as we'll make up a flyer. I know that, you know, the internet thing is great too, but we'll make up a flyer and we will put it on 94.5, which is the most popular gospel station around here.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, you know, we will tell where you're going to be at and let them announce it on the radio. Yeah, so I'll do what I can do on that end.
Okay. So it's a go. It's a go.
Amen.
Amen. Winding down to the hour. We got a lot of people on the line tonight. They're not saying anything. The one that's on the line can press 1. You can come in and ask the champ a question. The champ will be glad to answer your question. Any question you have about boxing, about also the pastor, any spiritual question, fleshly question, physical question you need to ask him, and all you got to do is dial 347-945-5416 and hit 1, and you will go live on the air asking the champ a question. Mike, you're going to be all of his next week before you get him back, so let's get these questions in this week, and we can go to work. Next Friday night, we're going to have 15 more people on the line, and we're going to have more questions and more programs that we can get together to do the right challenge to go forward and make an impact in our neighborhood.
Amen. Well, champ, I do have some questions, you know, since nobody ain't saying anything. Well, I have some questions. First of all, let me ask this question. When you come down, you will be available to do some signing autographs?
Yeah, we can set that up prior to, to me coming. And absolutely, I'll bring some more books and make those available.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, here's another question that I want to ask. After the boxing, what made you went into ministry, you know? Tell us about
You know, I had the name out there, and, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure we're in heaven. And when we, you know, when when we got to move on to the other side, I want to make sure I'm in heaven, and I want to encourage other people to do it. I'm going to encourage people to do it, my neighbors to do it, to get saved and make sure that they're in the right place when the final words are read over our body. But I got to make sure that I'm there first, and then I'm going to encourage my neighbors to do the same thing. We can't make them. Jesus is not going to make us do anything. We're going to make things available. We're going to put people around us to encourage us, and then we have to make a decision that we want to be in heaven and not hell.
Okay, okay. So, I mean, was it a personal conviction, or it was just a decision that, you know, you thought about God and you thought about Christ, and, you know, you just decided, well, you know, I want to give my life to God, because if I, you know, was to pass, I want to make sure that I go to heaven? Or what, did it take a particular thing to happen, or, you know, you just, like I said, or you just made that decision?
I just made that decision. I started seeing my classmates move on and go on to the other side, and I said, I can be next. And while I can talk and ask Christ for forgiveness of my sins, I'm just going to go ahead and do that while I can talk, walk, and I'm going to start living right, and I'm going to be all I can be while I'm here on earth.
Amen. Well, praise God. Amen.
Cham, we got one more question. We got the vandalism.
What's
your
question?
The
vandalism,
he got vandalized a little bit.
What was that?
We got the
vandalism? Yeah, the vandalism, W.C. Hampton. And I just want to encourage the brother in what he's doing, and I pray God would bless him and continue to open up doors for him, because I believe with his gift and the skills and the experience that he has as a boxer, I want to ask him a question. And when you go 12 rounds or whatever rounds that you go in boxing, how do you manage to keep the kind of stamina to be able to go those 12 rounds or whatever, mentally, physically? I believe there's a lot into that. And I would like to ask him, how did he survive going these rounds, even if you are not knocked out or haven't been knocked out, whatever? I want to know, how do you survive all these rounds? I know you have to be in shape, and I think that's a good thing to get to the young people, mentally, physically. You have to be in shape, and I just want him to expand on that a little bit.
And spiritually. I mean, you have to believe that you're special, and you're put here for a special reason, and you're working your calling, and you're working your gifts and your talent. And I used to run 6 miles a day, and when I was preparing to fight Mike Tyson, and that fight did go 12 rounds. I'm the first guy to take Mike Tyson 12 rounds when he was 21 years old. I was 33. And I think growing up in a spiritual family, going in the church and Sunday school and understanding, reading and understanding the Word of God, and understanding that our strength comes from Him, and believing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and I just gather the strength from that and in the spirit. We want to be physically, mentally, and spiritually empowered.
And I thank God for you, because I believe that something comes through experience, and with the experience that you have, I believe that you're going to be a blessing. You are a blessing to a lot of the young people as well as the old people, because the old people are the ones that sitting and eating and doing these things that are, like, you know, that's really contrary to the Word of God, and the young people are watching. And I believe that as you go forward, continue to bless these young people and share with them your experience in the ring and outside of the ring, that it's a mentally, physical, spiritual thing, and most of all, being a believer in Christ, when it's all over, then you have that promise that you have eternal life, live on forever. But meanwhile, I believe God wants us to be blessed here on this earth as well, and I believe that being mentally fit and your health and what you take into your body, and that exercise is 30 minutes a day. It's like walking around, get on the move. And I believe doing all this, you can't help but be mentally, physically able. And I believe a lot of young people are snapping, mentally sick. I see some of them are chemically imbalanced, but I believe a lot of it is what they see going on. I pray that God will bless you and continue to open up doors for you.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you know, I look around and really I had gotten caught up in a trap too of being, you know, it's just pure lazy. And I get to a point where you're just not active. And I said, you know, I'm not going out like this. I had to make a decision. And when my mom said, now, Odell, you take care of yourself. Now, I said, my mama is talking to, and she's telling me, and I have to be able, you know, God wants to be obedient to our parents. That's very important. They said, obey your parents. And when she said that, I said, yes, ma'am. And I meant I was going to work, and I was going to get in better shape. And then one thing led to another thing, and then this opportunity to get back in the ring. And I think by me getting back in the ring, it's going to cause people to say, well, they're going to look at me and say, well, a bone crusher at 61 years old can get back in there, get in shape, lose 20 pounds, and start feeling good about himself again, I can do something. I might can't do that, but I can do something.
Amen. God bless you, because when you look in the picture, it's almost a disgrace to look at young people 47 and 50 and 37 are dying. I'm talking about just not this.
And the doctors call them natural death, but how can a 37-year-old die of natural causes?
Amen.
Come on,
amen.
Man.
Amen.
That ain't,
amen.
That's not natural.
No, it's not. I pray God bless you, and I'm enjoying this. And whatever I can do to help, believe me, and here I am with Pastor Shula, Nathan Hill, and all the other brothers. I'm with you 100% because this is something that's needful. Jesus, God said, above all things, I would that you prosper and be in health. He says, your soul prosper. They think that we as believers is all about going to heaven. But just in the book, that means that God wants us to be blessed physically. And he put things on this earth that we can use to put in our body. He talked about the alkaline water. And I'm 68, and I feel as though I'm in my 30s. I contribute that to that. This physically, mentally exercising and staying in the Word of God and trying to be an example to other people, to like you all, travel around the world and the experience you have. God bless you to be able to come out of that ring physically, mentally, and still strong in your mind, and that's a blessing right there. So God continue to bless you.
Amen.
Champ, I got a question for you. Champ, I got a question. Let me put you on the spot. How long after you took them 70 minerals and 40 electrolytes, how long before them knees stopped feeling better and that back stopped feeling better, that arthritis just slide on out the way? How long did it take you? I know how long it took me. How long did it take you?
Well, you know, when I send samples out, and I sent some samples out today to some friends of mine. I met with them in Myrtle Beach yesterday, and they're from North Carolina. And I put them on the product, and I said, you know, in about 3 days, it's kind of like, you know, Jesus was putting the tool, and on the third day, he arose from the tomb. And I think in the third day, about 3 days, you're going to see your body going to start coming alive. It's kind of like Jesus, come alive. Come on out of that tomb. Wake up, buddy. Wake up, buddy. Come on out of there. It takes about 3 days.
3 days. My God. 3 days, y'all.
Yeah.
That's how long it took me. About 3 days. I know something happened. 3 days.
Yeah. It takes a minute for that product to get in your system. As soon as it gets in your system, it's gonna, you know, I look at it and I tell people, I say, it's kind of like my body's been hooked up to a battery charger for the last 12 months, and I'm fully charged now, and I really feel about 20 years younger. When I talk to some folks, if they're non-believers, they just don't believe it. They can't believe it, guys. But it's true. These products are absolutely awesome. It takes a minute to get on there and get it in your system good, but the longer it gets in your system, the better you're going to feel, and it's almost unbelievable.
I talked to a fellow tonight. It was like, he said, I can believe you, but I just can't see that happening to me. He got back problems. He's got leg problems. He's about 150 pounds overweight. And I'm telling regenerating, you regenerate, you can get that acid and that death. He said, how about that Crown Royal? I said, man, after you stay off it for a month, you can drink a little Crown Royal, but the system of this tea gonna activate it so it ain't gonna bother you. Yeah, that coffee. You can drink coffee after about a month, and that thing that's going to tear that coffee up. You can drink a Pepsi. I love Pepsi and peanut. That's what we grown up on, Pepsi. Man, and put them together, and, you know, that's good. You can have that every now and then, but first, take a month off and do the alkaline water. Would you agree?
That's right. That's right.
Take a month off and do the alkaline water and watch what it do. In 1 month, you better see your body change. Over, seem like it's overnight.
Yeah, well, they're gonna see the proof. Come June 14th, they're gonna see the proof, either on the internet or live in Myrtle Beach. They're gonna see it, and they're gonna be shocked and amazed that this old man can do what he do.
God bless.
www.championforkids.org and click on that flyer that's on there, and they're going to be able to buy the fight. They're probably going to have that set up around the first of the year where people can start clicking on that and ordering the fight. You know, it's going to be, I think the price is going to be about $20.
Okay, how much is it going to cost to come see it live?
They can see it, you know, they can see it up in the nosebleed section for about $20. The price on that website, go to the website and the flyer is on there. The flyer has the prices on there.
Okay, there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we need to get that as a project, guys, and as a citywide project, and get these kids help marketing their city as well as marketing the site, you know, on the internet. That's a gift. They can do that. I think if they have a special project, they can wrap their brain around and wrap their time around, I think they're going to be better people.
Amen.
Got to give them something to do.
Give them something to do, yeah.
Give them something to do. So the best to do the Do Right Challenge.
That's right.
You're going to do the Do Right Challenge. We need to get that.
Well, guys, look like it's about the top of the hour, and I certainly have enjoyed it. And we hope to see you guys real soon, and especially back here at the same place, same time, same station, next Friday.
Amen.
Yeah. We'll
be
back.
Amen.
We will be back. Amen.
Amen.
I think this was a very motivation, encouragement. I think we have listed on the website. Champ, would you read that out? How did you put that together? Now you said, God commanded us to love thy neighbor.
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
As thyself.
Amen.
That's a commandment. Commandment.
That's a commandment.
Amen.
So that's what we're doing right now. We're gonna help our neighbor. Now, Champ, I got one more thing for you to put out there. You said in your book, there is a champion inside of who?
You.
And
you are blessed and highly favored.
My Lord God. Now, we can close out on that.
Amen.
Amen.
We are blessed and highly favored.
And we want to get a copy of that book.
Man.
You can get copy. You can get a copy by going on to Amazon.com, or we can go ahead and schedule me to come down there, and we'll do a book signing down there. And we just need to promote it a little bit and get some people that might want to buy that book, let's get them together and try to get some numbers out there, and I'll come on down there.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, like you said, I do my part on that.
And text me your Pastor Shula. Text me your contact information. My cell phone is 910-658-3408.
Okay, let me make sure that I get that again.
I got it for you.
All right. All right, guys. I'm going to have to hop off.
All right, guys.
All right, well, have a blessed night. God bless.
Y'all have a blessed night. Good night.
All right. All right, Evangelist. All right, y'all.
Evangelist Hopkins.
Yes.
Evangelist Hopkins.
Yes.
Go ahead and pray us out for the night.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this gathering tonight, Lord. We pray that we travel the airwaves, Lord, that those who are listening, Lord, that they would be blessed, Lord, that we'll be out to let the young people know as well as the old people, Lord, that we can be in health and prosper as our soul drops, Lord. Bless everyone that's listening tonight and those that desire to listen, that didn't listen, Lord. We pray that you would bless them, Lord, and we pray that your blessing be upon Reverend tonight as he go forth and attain his book signing and being a blessing to the young as well as the old, Lord. We pray your blessing be upon us now and forth and forevermore until we meet again in the name of Jesus. God bless.
Amen. Amen. All right. Y'all bless.